Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. Kennedy? Subaru of New England.com.
Do you let love bloom in your car?
Huh?
Say hey to Caitlin from Taunton.
Taunton. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Caitlin, we've got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Probably not, but let's go.
Tom Bergeron will host a Shark Week special called Dancing with the Sharks, where divers perform choreographed underwater routines with actual sharks.
Peak American culture.
Which TV show formerly hosted by Bergeron are they spoofing?
Dancing with the Stars.
Ed Sheeran, Dave Grohl, and John Mayer recorded a song for Brad Pitt's new racing movie, F1. It's called Drive. One of Brad Pitt's most famous movies is Fight Club. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Tommy Lee and his wife have split, reportedly because of his drinking. Lee co-founded and plays drums for one of the most famous rock bands of all time. What band is it?
I should probably know that. I don't remember, though.
Question number four. Sofia Vergara is currently single, but she does have one dating requirement. He has to make as much money as her or more, because guys who make less end up resenting her. Which actor was Vergara married to from 2015 to 2024?
I don't know how to say his last name.
That's important.
Half of his name.
Yeah, you got to get close.
Magnola, something like that. I don't know.
Dan?
That's not it. No.
Question number five. 159 years ago today in 1866, Congress authorized minting the nickel to replace the smaller silver piece known as the half dime. Whose face is on the nickel? Digging through my pockets right now. Don't you have a ponytail?
I'm driving, so I'm not.
I'll give you a hint. Old dead white guy.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Caitlin from Taunton.
Taunton.
Got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Thanks.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Tom Bergeron will host a Shark Week special called Dancing with the Sharks.
Genius.
Where divers will perform choreographed underwater routines with actual sharks. Which TV show formerly hosted by Bergeron are they spoofing?
Dancing with the Stars.
Tied to 1. Ed Sheeran, Dave Grohl, and John Mayer recorded a song for Brad Pitt's new racing movie, F1. It's called Drive. One of Brad Pitt's most famous movies is Fight Club. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
tied at 2. Tommy Lee and his wife have split reportedly because of his drinking. He co-founded and plays drums for one of the most famous rock bands of all time. What is it?
Motley Crue.
Right.
3-2. Question number 4. Sofia Vergara is currently single, but she does have one dating requirement. He has to make as much money as her or more. Because, Kennedy, a guy who makes less ends up resenting her.
Wow, I've never heard that before. How weird.
Which actor was Vergara married to from 2015 to 2024?
I'm going to get his last name wrong.
I know.
Joe Manganiello?
Oh, you nailed it, actually.
Yeah.
4-2, question number 5. 159 years ago today in 1866, Congress authorized minting the nickel to replace the smaller silver piece known as the half dime. Whose face is on the nickel?
Thomas Jefferson?
That is a great guess.
Dang, look at you.
That's right. That should be the name of the game. Dang, look at you. All right, Kennedy gets the win. Caitlin, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. I hope you have a lacrosse player in your family.
I'm sure someone will enjoy it.
Yes, you got yourself 4 packs of tickets to all 4 days of the NCAA Lacrosse Championships happening May 23rd through the 26th at Gillette Stadium, so you enjoy that, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Caitlin from Taunton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than 2, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a loser.
Skirt, skirt.
Just tickles me every single time.
KB Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please, well, let me just remind everybody, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Please welcome back Jessica from Medford.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
What was the score when you won?
4-3.
Okay. Ooh. You know how this works. Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you will do something not many people have done before. Defeated her twice. We will hang your jersey in the rafters here at the radio station.
That's right. We'll send Mac up there with the ladder, hammer and a nail. We'll get it up there.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Jessica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Enya is 64 this weekend. She sold more than 75 million albums, including 26 million in the U.S., and is the second best-selling Irish act ever. Who is she behind?
Cranberry?
Question number 2. A human leg bone was found less than a half a mile down the road from Taylor Swift's New England mansion. Police say foul play is not suspected at this time. But some people think there's a serial killer in the Northeast.
And it might be Taylor herself.
Which New England state does Taylor own property in?
Rhode Island.
This singer turns 50 years old this weekend. Take a listen to one of his biggest songs and then name him.
Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time.
Name the artist.
Jack Johnson.
And just to let you and everybody in on the joke, Kennedy has a tattoo of lyrics from that song from a past relationship, and she's not a fan of that song or that person.
Or that relationship.
Or that relationship.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, Jessica. That question was solely to troll Kennedy.
So when... Everybody, you now know when Kennedy comes back in and we play this, the reaction that we're going to get is exactly what Dan was looking for.
Yep. That's showbiz, baby.
Question number 4. The Celtics will look to keep their season alive against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden tonight. One Knicks player, Michael Bridges, says he's eaten Chipotle every day for the past 10 years. What is depicted in the Chipotle logo?
A pepper?
Question number 5. On this day in 1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson died of pneumonia. He was in New York. He was 53 years old. Is that right? He was only 53 when he passed?
Yeah.
Which Muppet was known for his love of being a stuntman?
Oh, Gonzo.
Oh, who whispered in the background?
My sisters are in the car.
Nice job, sisters. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yes, the sisters in for the win. I
On Redemption Week.
Give a shout out. Oh, can I give a shout out to Claire, Henry, and Peter, my nieces and nephews who are listening?
That's how we knew that one.
Yes, of course. Shout out to the whole crew. Yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Steph.
Jessica got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Well, yep. Jessica and the whispery sister in the background. Yep.
These are tough. You ready?
Definitely the first one I got wrong.
Enya is 64 this weekend. She has sold more than 75 million albums, including 26 million in the U.S., and is the second best-selling Irish act ever. Who is she behind?
U2,
not the Cranberries. That is correct. 1-0. A human leg bone was found less than a half a mile down the road from Taylor Swift's New England mansion. Police say foul play is not suspected at this time, but some people think there's a serial killer in the Northeast. Which New England state does Taylor own property in?
Rhode Island.
2-1. This singer turns 50 years old this weekend. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name them.
Waking up too early.
I hate you. Maybe we could sleep. I hate you so much. I am personally victimized by this can't be Kennedy question and this trashy tattoo on my body.
What does it say on your arm?
Your mom. Jack Johnson is the answer.
I don't think those are the lyrics, Dan.
Nancy Preston is a saint. Take
that
back.
You're not wrong. You're asking for yes.
Jack Johnson.
I really, Daniel.
3-2. Book. Question number
4. You're on the list.
Worth it. The juice was worth the squeeze.
The Celtics will look to keep their season alive against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden tonight. One Knicks player, Michael Bridges, says he's eaten Chipotle every day for the past 10 years.
That's delicious.
What is depicted in the Chipotle logo?
A chili. Chili pepper.
Yep. 4-3. Question number 5. On this day in 1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson died of pneumonia in New York at the age of 53. Which Muppet was known for his love of being a stuntman?
Gonzo?
Yes.
And chickens. He loved chickens.
That is also true.
Love them chickens.
He loved the chickies. 5-4 is the final score. Redemption is yours, Kennedy. Nice work.
Good job, Kennedy.
Thank you, friends.
Yes. Well, Jessica gets the win. Jessica, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Jessica didn't get
it. I'm Jessica from Medford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Did what I say?
You said Jessica gets the win, Jessica. What do you want, Jessica? What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Jessica.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kelly from Waltham.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Michael J. Fox will guest star on season 3 of Apple TV's Shrinking. Fox is known for his role as Marty McFly in the Back to the Future series. What is the name of the main villain in Back to the Future?
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number 2. Chris Novoselic is 60 this weekend. He's the 3rd non-mega famous member of Nirvana. Can you name the other 2 members of Nirvana?
Wow.
They're the mega famous ones.
No? All right. Question number 3. AAA expects 45 million people to travel at least 50 miles for Memorial Day weekend. It would break a record that stood for 2 decades. What does AAA stand for? Dan, who hurts you? These are hard.
I frequent the AAA, but I do not know the acronym.
Question number 4. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, was released today. But it's okay if you haven't had the chance to listen to all of it yet. It has 37 songs. Morgan's longest reigning number 1 spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts in 2023. Name that song. Okay.
Aye, aye, aye.
Question number 5.
I don't know the name.
Blake Shelton got roasted by Jimmy Fallon this week on The Tonight Show. Jimmy spent a long time talking about how moody Blake looked on his new album cover. Which state is Blake Shelton from?
Texas?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Yeah, that was tough.
Dan,
I'm sorry.
Did you do those questions or did Mac? What is intern Mac?
3 of them are mine, 2 of them are his.
You guys just angry this morning.
I used all my easy ones
in the first 2 hours.
Yeah, right?
That's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, man. I'm sorry. Those were hard.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Wow.
Kelly got 0 out of 5. You know what we call that?
We're not going to talk about it.
Mac.
I swear we agreed no song when we changed it.
We sure did.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong.
That's not
to
how
the
it
suspense.
Works.
Michael J. Fox will guest star on season 3 of Apple TV's Shrinking. Of course, he is known for his role as Marty McFly in the Back to the Future series. What is the name of the main villain in Back to the Future?
Biff.
Biff is it. 1-0. Chris Novoselic, 60 this weekend. He is the 3rd non-mega famous member of Nirvana. Can you name the other 2?
Dave Grohl and Kurt Cobain.
2-0. AAA expects 45 million people to travel at least 50 miles for Memorial Day weekend, which would break a record that has stood for 2 decades.
Oh, crap.
Aren't you driving to Virginia?
10 hours one way, baby.
You're adding to the statistic.
I really am.
What does AAA stand for?
Automotive Association. What's the first word? Automotive Association of America?
Close.
Yeah.
You're right, you're close.
Yeah, the American Automobile Association. 2-0, question number 4. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, was released today. If you haven't listened to all of it, that's okay, Kennedy. There's 37 songs. You got time.
He was going through it, apparently.
His longest-running number one spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts in 2023. Name that song.
In 2023?
Yep.
Top of whose charts?
The number one song in America for 16 weeks.
Did we play it?
Yeah.
Still do play
still
it.
Still do play it.
Might be playing it next.
Probably.
Maybe not. Who are we talking about again?
I don't know.
Nirvana, I think.
I don't know.
Last night.
Last night
we let the liquor talk.
Yep, nope.
It's like he was in the studio with us. 2-0. Question number 5. Blake Shelton got roasted by Jimmy Fallon this week. Jimmy spent a long time talking about how moody Blake looked on his new album cover. Which state is Blake Shelton from?
Oklahoma.
That is it. Those were hard, right, Kennedy?
Those were very, very difficult.
Very difficult.
Coming from you when I'm down, Daniel.
That's my bad.
I know. It's all right.
As soon as I finished, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a tough game.
Kennedy gets the win. Kelly, you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away empty-handed. Listen to this. You just won yourself a 4-pack of tickets to all 4 days of the NCAA Lacrosse Championships happening May 23rd through the 26th at Gillette Stadium. So you enjoy those tickets.
Thank you.
I understand you had somebody in your family that was drafted into the PLL.
Yeah, my best friend's brother plays at Penn State, and he was drafted to Denver Outlaws.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
You mean just in this draft?
And in 2025.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, so and hopefully he plays at Gillette. So it works out.
And you'll be there. A lot of lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. All 4 days. I've been to one lacrosse game in my life, but I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to pump those numbers up pretty soon.
Get into it.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Kelly from Waltham, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.